Tonight's shiur is dedicated to Ilay Nishmas Henya Bas Yaakov Leib Yosef Ben Avraham. I'd also like to dedicate tonight's shiur to Refuah Shalema for Moshe Ben Fradel Rivka Rav Wolfson. Shabbat Refuah Shalema.
Avram Davis.
What? What happened?
It's true.
What?
Yeah, it's true. It's minus true.
What's his name? You have the name?
Yes.
You'll let me know after. Okay. All those who need a refuah should have a refuah shalem, especially Chanukah. Chanukah is mesugal for that. Tonight is the fifth night of Chanukah, known as the fifth lichtel. Many circles, the fifth night of Chanukah is very unique. Many tzaddikim would give out coins, dollars, on the fifth night of Chanukah. And one of the reasons were because the fifth night can never fall out on Shabbos. And they purposely gave it out on the fifth night. It shouldn't become a minhug to give it out every night. Those who might forget, and they might chas v'shalom give it out on Shabbos, so they bedafka gave it out on the fifth night, which could never fall out on Shabbos. There's a deeper understanding of the fifth night of Chanukah, why it doesn't fall out on Shabbos, and why that's so special. First of all, the fifth night is also the 29th of Kislev. Tonight is Chav Tes Kislev. It's always the fifth night. When it comes to the sixth and the seventh, there are differences depending if Rosh Chodesh is one day or 2 days. But the 29th of Kislev is always the fifth night of Chanukah. And the 29th of the month is the day when the moon is totally concealed from view. And this is the only Yom Tov, the only month, where the 29th is a Yom Tov, despite that it is a day of concealment. In fact, that's the reason why the poskim designate the 29th of every month as Yom Kippur Katan. And there's a shaila, of course, for tomorrow, because you cannot fast on Chanukah. Let's move that a little bit. That's right, I want the door to stay closed. The 29th is designated to be Yom Kippur Katan, Erev Rosh Chodesh, because it is a day associated with Midas Hadin, because the moon is concealed. However, now, tonight, tomorrow, it's not that way, because this is Chanukah. Chanukah is Yom Tov. We say complete Hallel tomorrow, and the next day, until the last day of Chanukah. It is a Yom Tov that was established for Hallel V'Hoida'ah. We're not allowed to be Maspid, we're not allowed to fast. And that's what's unique about the 29th of Kislev, which we don't find by any other month, because on every other month, even the 29th of Elul, which is Erev Rosh Hashanah, but it's still the 29th, and it's a day of fasting. The minhag is to fast Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Hadin. But Chav Tes Kislev is unique. And perhaps the reason for this we can understand based on what we'll speak about soon, and that is why this Shabbos is Zos Chanukah. This Shabbos is not only Parshas Mikes, but this Shabbos is the last day of Chanukah, which is referred to in the Svarim as Zos Chanukah, the last day of Chanukah. The last day of Chanukah, and the fact that we call it Zos, this, in other words, that's the main day of Chanukah, the last day when we have all eight lights being lit, when the miracle is in full bloom, all eight candles are lit. It's called Zois, literally, because we lay in Parshas Noso, Zois Chanukah HaMizbeach. But it's also a very important day. It is a day that all the Svarim, Chassidish Svarim especially, talk about it, that it is the day of the Gemar HaChasima, the Gemar HaChosem, the day when a person receives, can receive, a Chasima Toiva for the din that began in Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah, and if he hasn't yet been Zoicha Badin, he has still Zois Chanukah to do it. Zois Chanukah, in many ways, is greater than Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur, as the Svarim say, a person is only Zoicha to Chasima if he deserves it. Zois Chanukah is Lefnei Meshuras Hadin. There's a famous Chazal that the pigeon, the Yonah, that in the time of Noach, the Yonah said, I'd rather receive my sustenance from Hashem, even if it's bitter, like an olive, than receive sustenance from a human being, sweet like honey. Meaning to say, I'd rather get my food from Hashem himself. He came with the Alei Zayis. So the Sfarim say, the Alei Zayis, that's Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Hashem and Zayis, that it's better that we receive the Chasima in the Yom Tov of Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of Zayis, than in the time of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which is Tishrei, the time that we dip the apple and the challah and the dvash and the honey. There's something greater about the Chasima of Zayis Chanukah, where Hashem gives every year the Chasima Toiva, Lefnim Mishuras HaDin, Al Pi Din, we don't deserve it. A person who hasn't done Shuvah Yom Kippur and Hashanah Rabbah certainly is not deserving for a Chasima. The Yom Tov of Chanukah is a special Chanina, Chanukah comes from the word Chain, Chonan, Ki Chonan Alekim Es Avdech, or in this week's parasha, Alekim Yochnach HaBini, which Chanina means, V'chanosi Es Asher Ocha, In Chanun V'rachim, Hashem has special Chanina and Rachamim on those who have not yet, those who have not yet completed their tshuva, have till Zois Chanukah. Zois Chanukah is a very, very special day. It's hinted in Parshas Miketz where it says, Bezos Tibachenu. Yosef says to the brothers, Bezos Tibachenu. The Bechina is on Zois. The Bechina is Zois Chanukah. Whereas it says in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Yotes, which some have a minhag to say after the Hadlaka. In Ois Zayin, it says, Zois Nechomosi Ba'onyi. This is my comfort in my pain, in my oni, when I am an oni, ain oni ela bedas, when I haven't done tshuva in the proper time, my nechama is zois. Zois nechamasi ba'oni. I have a nechama because I have zois. I have zois Chanukah. Whereas it says in Tehillim, ish ba'ar lo yeda uchesil lo yavin es zois. A ksil, a fool, does not understand the power of zois Chanukah. Only a fool could let zois Chanukah pass and rely on some further grace period. Hashem already has given us so much time. We had Yom Kippur, Hashanah Rabbah, now it's almost Zayis Chanukah. Only a ksil lo yavin es zayis. Uksil is the same letters as Kislev. A person who doesn't appreciate Kislev is a ksil. And a ksil lo yavin es zayis. So this Shabbos, besides being Parshas Miketz, it is also Zois Chanukah, the last day, the Gemar Chasim B'Toyva, the last day of Chanukah, the Gemar HaChoysim. And the purpose of the Gemar HaChoysim is so that no one, not one Jew, even the lowest and the furthest, can have a tikkun. The Lashon of the Pasuk in Shmuel is, Levilti Yidach Mimenu Nidach, that not one Jew should be a Nidach, there should be not one Nidach. Im yehyeh didachecha b'kzeh ha-shamayim, the Pasuk says, Misham yikabetzcha Hashem alaykecha, u'misham yikachecha, that every Jew will have a tikkun. That is something reserved for Yemais HaMashiach. We know that in the time of Mashiach, every Yid will have a tikkun. Everyone. Svarim say, even the Erev Rav. Every Yid will have a tikkun. Chanukah is a ha'ora of the Yemais HaMashiach, as the B'nai Yisoscha and the Rekeach and the Pinchas Koretz, all of them say, Chanukah is a taste of the future. So on Chanukah there's a ha'ora of that, and therefore the Gemar HaChosim on Chanukah is for every Yid, Levilti Yidach Mimenu Nidach. That's why Gemar HaChosim is B'Gematria, Levilti Yidach Mimenu Nidach, that every Yid should have a tikkun. This Chanukah is very unique, because there are two Shabbosos, and if one says, that happens pretty often, then it does. But it's not going to happen for another 17 years. The next time we're going to have two Shabbos Chanukahs is Tov Shin Pei Zayin. 2127. Long time. So this is the last Chanukah where we have two Shabbos. So although Rosh Hashanah will fall out on Shabbos many times in the next 17 years, but that has nothing to do with this. There has to be Kislev, Teva, and Cheshvan have to both be Malayim. And that's why this year we have two Shabbos. So it won't happen for a long time, so we have to chaperein, as they say, and appreciate this Chanukah, which begins with the Shabbos and ends with the Shabbos, a remez to the two Shabbosos that the Medrash says that if Klal Yisrael keep to two Shabbosos, miyad hein negolin. The question, though, is, why is it that Zois Chanukah, Gemar HaChosim, such a great day where we are given on the Chama, where every Yid can have a tikkun, and those who haven't completed their tikkunim in Tishrei have a tikkun on Zois Chanukah, why is it in Chodesh Teves? Because as we mentioned, the Pashtus that way, the last day of Hanukkah has to be in Teves. Hanukkah starts on the 25th, and the Chassam Sofer writes, that's why the Nes was 8 days, because Hashem wanted that the Yom Tov should go into Teves, into the month of Teves, which is the month of Esav, Kiyodua. And Hanukkah illuminates the darkness of Teves. The Sfasemis writes that we have 36 Neiros on Hanukkah, because there are 36 days from Chaf Hei Kislev till the last day of Teves. So the Hanukkah illuminates all the way till Teves is over, which Teves is a very difficult month. The long nights, the Lele Teves or Aruchin, a month of Choshech, Hasara B'Teves, Ches Teves, Tes Teves, many of the terrible tragedies that occurred in the month of Teves. But with the refuah, the remedy of Hanukkah, we're able to get through the month of Teves. Why, though, is the Gemar HaChosem in Teves Dafka? Teves is the month of Don. Don is the lowest of the Shvatim, as we mentioned last week. That's who needs the Gemar HaChosem. The Yom Tov of Hanukkah is for Don. The Yom Tov of Hanukkah is for the lower level Jews, for the latter generations. That's why Hanukkah wasn't revealed until later on. The previous generations did not have to come on to Hanukkah. They were Zeiche Badin on Yom Kippur, and later on Hoshanah Rabbah. But eventually, the Doiris, there was a Yeridus HaDoiris, and as a result, Yom Kippur, Hoshanah Rabbah were not enough. We had to come on now to Hanukkah, to the Gemar HaChosim, to Zeis Hanukkah. From all the Shvatim, Don is the lowest. Don is Min HaYerudin Shebeshvatim. This year, because we have two Shabbosos of Hanukkah, and we have Zeis Chanukah on Shabbos, we read two Haftiras of Chanukah. The first one last week was Roni V'Simchi, and when you have two Shabbosos, which again is not going to happen for 17 years, which means this Haftira will not be read for quite a while, this Haftira on the second Shabbos of Chanukah, Parshas Miketz this year, is Vaya'as Chirom. Chirom helped Shlomo HaMelech build the Beis HaMikdash. Who was Chirom? Chirom was a Jew. This is not the Chirom that was a king. This is the Jew who the Pasuk says in Malachim that his mother was from Naphtali, and in Divrei Hayamim it says he was from Dan. So his mother was from Naphtali and his father was from Dan, or the other way around, but he was a descendant of Dan, and together with Shlomo HaMelech they built the Beis HaMikdash. The Haftarah therefore starts with Vayas Chiraim, Chiraim, a descendant of Dan. That we read on Zeis Chanukah, because Zeis Chanukah is a tikkun for the Bnei Dan. It's a tikkun for those who have fallen into the trap of Amalek. And that's why in the story of Amalek, we read about the latecomers, the Nechsholim. The Pasuk says at the end of Parashas Kiseidze, Asher korcha baderech vayizanev becha kol ha-Nechsholim acharecha. Who's that? Who were those that Amalek started up with? Amalek was not able to attack the Jews who were inside the cloud. It was only those who were bachutz. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu says to Yehoshua, Tsei hilochem ba'amolek. Rashi says, Tsei min ha'onon. Go out of the cloud. Those who are outside, al pesach beisoy mi bachutz. Those who are outside, those were the Bnei Don, says the Targum Yonis, and they were the latecomers, the ma'asef l'chol ha'machanois, the necheshalim. They were the ones that Amalek affected, and they were the ones that Moshe sent Yehoshua Benun to combat Amalek, to save the Bnei Don, to go be Makarev Yidin, who are outside of the Onan. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't content with remaining inside the Onan, inside the Beis Medrash. A Jew has to go out sometimes and bring back Nidochim, who are outside, who are out of the cloud. Tzei min ha'onan, that's Chanukah. Chanukah, we light the menorah al Pesach, Beis on Yibachutz Davka, outside, to be Mesakein, those who are on the outs, those who are outside on the left side, Mismoil, Lamata Miyud. The Nechsholim, the root of the word Nechsholim, who according to the Targum Yonis and the Shevet Dan, is Nun Ches Shin Lamed, Nechshal, which is Rosh HaTevis, Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. They have to come on to Chanukah. Chanukah is a tikkun for the Nechsholim who are found outside, who as the Pasuk says, Va'ata Oyev V'yogeya, you are tired and weary. The word V'yogeya is B'gematria Chanukah. Chanukah is the hepech of V'yogeya, the opposite. V'yogeya means a person is tired. He had enough. He gave up. He's exhausted. He needs some excitement in his life. We all do. We all need excitement. We all need rejuvenation, especially as Chanukah approaches, and it's already many weeks after Tishrei. We lose that spunk, that excitement, that his lahavus, that Eish that we had at the beginning of the year, Chanukah rejuvenates us. Chanukah is the tikkun for the Viyogeya, Viyogeya begematria Chanukah. Chanukah is his chatrus, his chaskus, chinuch, starting over again. That's how we combat Amalek. Amalek instills in us, and especially in the Bnei Don, in the lower levels, this feeling of his rashlus, of laziness, of coolness, asher karcha, he cools us off, everything is cool. But Chanukah is Eish, that's the Eish of the Menorah shel Eish, Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu, Menorah shel Eish. Chanukah is again the hislahavus, the excitement to serve Hashem, which Chanukah is the extension of the Yemei HaSukkos and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And it gives us the strength to be fresh again. The pasuk says, "D'sheinim v'ra'ananim yihiyu." D'sheinim v'ra'ananim yihiyu is begematria Matisyahu. Matisyahu instilled with his kedusha into Klal Yisrael the bechina of d'sheinim v'ra'ananim yihiyu, the opposite of Amalek, which is va'ata oyei v'yogeya. So, who does Amalek start up with? The Nechesh Shalom. Who was Chanukah given for? Chanukah was given for the Nechesh Shalom, for the lower levels, for the latter generations, especially for Ikvus of the Mashiach, our generation, which is a generation which has to fight Amalek. Our generation is a generation of Bnei Don, of Midas Hadin, of Chushim Ben Dons. We're all Chushim Ben Dons. Chushim is the Oisius Mashiach. Mashiach is going to come to our generation, the last generation, this generation of Nechesh Shalom that has Chanukah. We have the Tikkun of Chanukah to help us get through. This is all hinted in Parshas Miketz. So you do it, that Miketz is the Parsha of Chanukah. Most Svarim that are on Chumash all have Chanukah essays in Parshas Miketz. Miketz is usually Shabbos Chanukah. This year is the second Shabbos Chanukah. The Medrash says, "Hadahu dechsiv ketz som lachoshech." A pasuk in Iov. The Medrash Rabbah always brings a pasuk in Tanakh and juxtaposes the pasuk, connects the pasuk to the parasha, the beginning of the parasha. So miketz, which is ketz, means the end. It's the end, literally the end of Yosef's incarceration, the end of the shikcha. Velozach asar hamashkim as Yosef ayishkachehu. Last week's parasha ended. But Yosef was forgotten. Vayimi Kates, no more. He's not going to be forgotten anymore. He's being remembered. The Sarah Mashkim remembers him. He is rushed out. Vayiritsuhu min habor. He's rushed out of the dungeon, and he becomes the viceroy over Mitzrayim. Kimi beis hasurim yotzal limloich, as the pasuk says in Koheles. Kates som lachoshek. It's the end of the darkness. Yosef is no longer in darkness. At the same time, for us, it's Chanukah. It's the end of the choshek of Yovan. Yavan is compared to Choshech, the galus of Yavan comes to an end, and we experience light. Just like Yosef now sees the light of day, he's released from the dungeon, from the darkness where he was for 12 years. We all experience the light of the Or HaGonuz, the light of Chanukah, which is Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach, no more Choshech. The Megala Amukas tells us, the Shaloha Kodesh as well, that Mechiras Yosef was the cause for Golus Yavan. Golus Yavan came about as a result of Mechiras Yosef. Therefore, this parasha, Parshas Miketz, where in this parasha the Shvatim go down to redeem Yosef from captivity. It says in the Pasuk, Vayerdu Ache Yosef Asora. The brothers of Yosef go down, 10 of them. It says Ache Yosef. Why are they referred to as Ache Yosef suddenly? They're not brothers of Yosef. Last week we read, Vayelchu Echav. They're not interested in brotherhood with Yosef. They don't consider him their brother. They sold him. Here they're called Achei Yosef again. Says Rashi, they're not called Bnei Yaakov. Melamed Shehoyim Ischartim. They had the regret. They regretted that they sold him. Shehoyim Ischartim B'mechirosai. And they decided, Lehisnaheg Imo Be'achva, to deal with him in a brotherly fashion. Ulifdozo Bechol Momon Shehivskalim. They're going to redeem him now, no matter what the cost. Oh, there's a change of attitude here. The brothers want to be Mesakein Mechiras Yosef now. In Parashas Miketz, this is the beginning of the Tikkun for Mechiras Yosef. The Mechira brought about Choshech. Now this Parashas Miketz, Ketz Som LaChoshech, no more darkness. We're now going to redeem our brother. That's Chanukah. Golus Yavan comes to an end because Golus Yavan is only because of Mechiras Yosef. Once the brothers have charata and they want to redeem Yosef, Pidyon Shvuyim is begematria lahadlik ner Chanukah. They want to light the Chanukah candles. Avayerdu Ache Yosef Asora. They went down, the Mata Miyud. They go down below 10 Tfachim. They're going down to Mitzrayim. which we know that Chanukah has, the menorah has to be lit below 10 tefachim, vayerdu achei Yosef asara, to redeem Yosef. Yosef is Chanukah, as the Shalom writes, and the Sfarim tell us, the Sfasem, is that Yosef is the Bechina of Chanukah. So by redeeming Yosef, they are revealing Chanukah into the world. As we mentioned last week, Yosef was controversial. The brothers were misnagdim to Yosef HaTzadik, which is the root of all machloikas and klal Yisrael. Ad hayoyim hazeh is all rooted in Yosef and the brothers. Now the brothers recognize that they were mistaken, and that Yosef is a tzaddik. They're going down now to redeem him. They don't even know what a great tzaddik he is. That they're going to see in next week's parashah, in Vayigash. They're going down to redeem him. Chanukah is now going to be revealed. But we find in this parashah something very strange, which anyone who learns this parashah every year must have these questions, and they're very hard to understand what Yosef is doing in this parasha. Why is Yosef treating them very, very harshly? It almost sounds like as if he's paying back, he's taking revenge for what they did to him. And of course, Chas v'Shalom to say that as the Alshech is Mayrach in the parasha, first of all, if Yosef wants to take revenge, he would have first told them who he is. You don't take revenge unless the person you're taking revenge from knows that it's you, and you say, ha, now I'm going to get you back. He doesn't reveal himself now, so this is not revenge. And when he finally does reveal himself, he doesn't take any revenge. Then he's very nice to them. What he's doing is simply he's giving them a kapara. By making life miserable for them, they are now being atoned for what they did to him. They're going to get less gehenim and less einish for what they did to him because he is being ma'anish them in this world. He knows that they're going to get punished for what they did to him. So by him acting the way he's acting to them in a harsh manner, he hopes that that is going to wash it away and they're going to be forgiven for what they did to him. But there's more to it than that. We find that Yosef insists that Binyamin come down to Mitzrayim. Why does Yosef insist that Binyamin come down to Mitzrayim? He knows the aggravation this will cause his father. And he insists, and of course Yaakov doesn't want to do it until the end when he's forced to. And then we have the very difficult topic at the end of the parasha with the Gavia. The Gavia is the silver goblet that Yosef seems to be playing around with this goblet, as if this goblet is some sort of crystal ball that he's able to tell the future with it. And he tells Menashe is the statesman, Menashe is the interpreter, he tells Menashe to put the silver goblet into the sack of Binyamin, and we know what happens at the end, and they're falsely accused of stealing the goblet, and they have to go back to Mitzrayim now to redeem Binyamin. And their worst fears are met here when they realize that the Gavia was placed intentionally into Binyamin's sack. They knew Binyamin didn't steal it. And they know now that there's major trouble ahead, because if Yosef keeps Binyamin and they don't bring him back to Yaakov, they know what the results will be. So at the end of the parasha, the brothers find themselves in the worst predicament. They didn't get to redeem Yosef. They now have to be concerned that maybe Binyamin is also going to have to remain behind. And they're in a terrible, confused state. So why did Yosef do this? What was the reason for Yosef doing this? Of course, the Alshech and others discussed that he was trying to see if they're going to be Moser Nefesh for Binyamin. And with that, they'll be Mesakin the way they treated him. This way, they were Moser Nefesh for a child of Rachel. And the Farshim speak about it. But we'll try to connect this into the Yom Tov of Chanukah, so the Zayis Chanukah. The last pasuk of the parasha is Vayomer Choli Lo Li Me'asoyis Zayis. Yosef says, Cholila. Cholila usually means Chas v'Sholom. God forbid. If you notice, in Parshas Vayera, the word Cholila appears for the first time. And there, the word Cholila is written without a Yud. Here it's written with a Yud. Two times. One time, Cholila la'avodecha me'asos kadavor hazeh. And then again here at the end, Cholila li me'asos zos. Here Rashi says two interpretations for the word Cholila. One is a Loshon Genai. It's a disparaging word. Chulin hulanu. Then Rashi brings Targum. Targum says not Lashon Genai. Targum says Chas. Chas means mercy. Mercy to your servants. Like Chas v'Shalom. Rashi brings over here, that's the expression that we say all the time, Chas v'Shalom. Chas la'avodecha. Chas me'es Hashem yehi oleinu me'asoz zos. We should have mercy from Hashem. What's interesting is in the word Cholila in Parshas Vayera, which is written without a Yud, there Rashi only says that it's a Lashon Genai. He does not say the second interpretation here, which is the interpretation of Unkelus. That he does not. Although in Parshas Vayera, Unkelus on the word Chalila over there in Parshas Vayera. Chalila lachami asozos. Also over there does not use the word chas. There he uses the word kushta. Unkelus uses a different word over there than he does over here. Here he says chas, which is an interesting distinction. But the negayel and they knew. Why is it this chalila is with a yud over there? It's not. There Rashi does not say the pshat chas. Here he does. Obviously, what we're saying now is not alpi pshat. What we're saying now is alpi remez, alpi drush. Chalila is the oisius laila ches, the eighth night. Chalila is laila ches or ches laila, eight nights. There are eight nights in Chanukah, and the laila ches is zois Chanukah. Zois Chanukah is a tikkun for every year. This, which is Cholila, Rashi says over here, Chas, Rachmanus. Hashem has Rachmanus on every single year on Zois Chanukah. Every year has a tikkun. Every year is Zoicha to Oilam Haba on the last day of Chanukah. The Cholila is Rosh Hatevis, Yesh Loi Chelek Lo Oilam Haba. Every year has a Chelek in Oilam Haba, and that's Nezgala on Zois Chanukah. Vayoyme Cholila Li Me'asois Zois. If you utilize the Zeus Chanukah properly, the last day of Chanukah, realize what it is, and don't be a Ksil who does not understand what it is, Ksil Layoven as Zeus, realize that there's a special mercy from Hashem on Laila Ches, that every year is Zeichet to Olam Haba. What Yosef is doing over here is he's putting the Gaviyah in the Amtachas Binyamin. What is the Gaviyah? The Gaviyah just wasn't a silver goblet. B'nai Yisoscha tells us that Gavia is Yud Gimel Ayin Beis, which means 13 times 72, which is 13 times Chesed. The Yud Gimel Midai Sarachamim. That's what's Nizgala on Chanukah, Kiyodua. On Chanukah, there's a revelation of the 13 Midai Sarachamim through the 13 Maccabees. The Yevonim breached in the wall around the Beis HaMikdash Yud Gimel Pirtzais, and perhaps we can add to it that the Yevonim wanted to bring about Kfira in the Yud Gimel Ikrim. That's why they made 13 breaches in the wall around the Beis HaMikdash. That Chas V'Shalom Klal Yisrael should become Kaifrim in the Yud Gimel Ikrim from the beginning, from Animamin, Be'emun HaShleim, Shabayri Yisbarach Shema, Hu Bayri Manak Al-Chal Abiruim, until the last of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, which is Sheyih Yetchias HaMesim, Be'es She'al HaRotzin, Mes HaBayri Yisbarach Shema. All Yud Gimel Ikrim, the Yevonim were trying to effect before the Nes of Chanukah. Came the 13 Maccabees with their Mesiris Nefesh, and gave us the Yom Tov of Chanukah, which solidifies the 13 Yud Gimel Ikrei Emuna. Chanukah is Mechazek the Emuna in a Zman of Choshech. 13 times Ayin Beis, 13 times Chesed is Begematria of the Pasuk in Micha, Ki Eshev B'Choshech Hashem Orli. That even when I sit in darkness, Hashem is my light. That's Chanukah. Even in the Lele Teve, so Aruch, and even when a Yid finds himself on the left side and on the floor, Lamata Miyud, and Bachutz, he's a Nechshal, he's from the Nechsholim Acharech, he's from the Bnei Don. He is zeichet to the Or of Chanukah. The Or HaGon is the Or of Melech HaMashiach. Yosef is preparing Chanukah here for the latter generations. But without Binyamin, he can't do it. Yosef needs Binyamin. Yosef needs all the Shvatim. All the Shvatim have to be Ba'achdus, which in a concealed way, it's already happening here in Parshas Miketz, although it's not B'Hizgalus yet. It doesn't happen B'Hizgalus until Parshas Vayigash. Just like Chanukah is only a He'ora of the Yemos HaMashiach. It's not the Yemos HaMashiach Mamash. But Chanukah we get a taste. In Miketz we get a taste of the Hisachdus of all the Shvatim which takes place in Vayigash. That's why the Shulte Giboyrim brings down the famous Remez by Shishi and Parshas Miketz. The only time in the entire Chumash where you have the letters Chanukah. Vayar Yosef Itam as Binyamin. When Yosef sees Binyamin for the first time, says he tells Menashe, bring the people indoors, utvoyach tevach v'hochein. In the words, tevoyach tevach v'hochein, that's ches vav heichof nun. You have the letters Chanukah here. What's Chanukah doing here? When Yosef sees Binyamin, he knows now that he could prepare the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Now we have all of Klal Yisrael, as we mentioned in the previous weeks, Binyamin is the Beis HaMikdash. Because Binyamin is, in his portion of land, the Beis HaMikdash was built. And that's where the Pach Shemen is hidden. So Yosef puts the Gavia, which is really the Pach Shemen. The Gavia is the Or HaGonus, 13 times Chesed. The Gavia is the light of the future. Yosef puts it in Binyamin's portion. The Gavia is put in Amtachas Binyamin, because Binyamin is Kislev, as we mentioned, and Binyamin is also the Mokam HaMikdash, and that's where the Pach Shemen is found. If you take the word Gavia, HaGavia, spelled Hey Gimel Beis Yud Ayin. If you spell it B'miluoy, that's Hey is Hey, Hey, Hey Yud. And Gimel is Gimel Yud Mem Lamed. That's called the Gematria of the Milu'oi. Hey, Hagaviya b'Milu'oi is the Gematria of Tzivanu Lahavik Ner Chanukah. The Gaviya is Chanukah. And Yosef puts the Gaviya in the sack of Binyamin, which Binyamin is the Makom HaMikdash, Binyamin is Kislev. And you'll notice that at the end of Parshas Miketz, the word Gaviya is said, it's mentioned in the Psukim 5 times. Just like at the beginning of Bereshis, it says Or 5 times, Keneged Chamishachum Shei Torah, Keneged the 5 levels of the Neshama, Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida. The last time that it says Gaviya is in the last Pasuk of Miketz, the last Pasuk which we just mentioned, Chalila Li Me'asai Zois, corresponding to Zois Chanukah, Chalila Laila Ches, Chalila is Begematria Chanukah, Ches Lamed Yud Lamed He is Begematria Chanukah, Laila Ches, that's the last pasuk. That's the last time the word Gaviya is mentioned here, which the last time is corresponds to the last Golus, which is the Golus we're in now, the 5th Golus, Golus Yishmael, which corresponds to the 5th level of the Neshama, the level of Yechida, which is the level that Mashiach will reveal. Yosef, therefore, is preparing us for Chanukah here. Without Binyamin, it can't happen. The word Binyamin b'miluah is b'gematria ner Chanukah m'smoil. Without Binyamin, without the Makom HaMikdash, without all of Klal Yisrael together, which was why it's in the portion of the land of Binyamin, Binyamin was the only one who did not talk Lashon Hara, Yesh Peh V'Shoyseik, as we said last week. Binyamin was the one who had a mouth, but he kept quiet. He knew that the brothers sold Yosef, but he never told Yaakov about it. Binyamin is the only one who didn't bow to Esav. He wasn't humble to Esav. So Binyamin, therefore, is the one that the Beis HaMikdash is built in his portion. In the Beis HaMikdash, we bow to no one other than to Hashem himself. Chanukah, we don't bow to the nations. On Chanukah, we're not worried about the Sholosh Shavuos. In Golus, we have to be concerned about the Sholosh Shavuos, as the Gemara says. Shalai Yibnudu Ba'umayz, Shalai Yitchik Esach Keitz, Shalai Yalu Bachayma. Bizman HaGolus, we have to obey, we have to abide by those oaths. But there are certain times during the year when we find ourselves in a future mode. Purim and Chanukah, for example. That's why Purim, it says Mordechai was not concerned with the Sholosh Shavuos. Mordechai lo yichra ve lo yishtachva. He doesn't bow to Esav. And the rest of the Chacham were very upset with Mordechai's conduct. They felt that Mordechai was being arrogant to Esav. Mordechai lo yichra ve lo yishtachva. But Purim, in the Yom Tov of Purim, which Purim is Mordechai and Esther are descendants from Binyamin, and Binyamin did not bow to Esav. So on Purim, we don't have to be humble to Esav. And Chanukah is the same. Chanukah is in the portion of land of the Chanukah is in Kislev, which Kislev has also been Yamin. Chanukah is rooted in the Makom HaMikdash. The Pach Shem was founded in the Makom HaMikdash. In the time of Chanukah, we go into the boundary of Esav with no fear. We're not afraid. It's an Es Keitz. The Gemara says that we're not allowed to be Dochek Es HaKeitz. We're not allowed to push the end away. We're not allowed to force Mashiach to come. We cannot do that. Only through Tefillah, only through Torah and Mitzvahs. We can't do it in a physical way. But Chanukah is different. Chanukah is a Yom Tov where we experience the Es Keitz. We find ourselves ready. La'achar HaKeitz. Es Ha'or Ki Toiv. That's the Or HaGonis at the beginning of Chumash. Es Ha'or Ki Toiv is Begematria Es Keitz. Da'yehimi Keitz Shnasayim Yomim. Every year when it's Chanukah time, we experience the Keitz. We're now in the Keitz. That's why the Arizal and all the Sifrei HaKabbalah say that the Keitz of Mashiach is hinted in the first Pasuk of Parshas Miketz. Da'yehimi Keitz Shnasayim Yomim. Says the Megala Amukas, when Mashiach will come, days will be like years. Shnasayim Yomim, because L'cha'ira, the famous question, we're already holding now in the year 5770, Tovshin Ayin, with only 230 years left till the year 6000. Even if Mashiach comes tonight, it's not fair, because there are only 230 years left. Golus was a lot longer. Golus is over 1,900 years. And after the year 6000 is already Olam Haba. So how could it be that Yemais HaMashiach will only be the most 230 years? It can't be more than that. Samcheinu kimaisi nisanu. So Chazal tell us that the time then will be different. The time will be longer. That's why it's called the Yom Shekulei Oruch. The days will be much longer. So Vayhimi Keitz, in the time of Keitz, Shnasayim Yomim. The days will be years. So the days will be lengthened, just like we find that Hashem was able to keep the sun in the sky much long, for a longer period of time in the time of the Melchama with Yehoshua ben Nun. The time will stretch, says Rav Wolfson Shlita, who should have a Refuah Shleima. We're dedicating tonight's shiur for Refuah Shleima for him. So he's Meirich on this, and he says that Chanukah we experience the same thing. He says the Gemara says The Chof Hei Bechislev Yoimei Dechanaka Temanya Inun. The Gemara's Lashon is very shver. What does that mean? On the 25th of Kislev, Chanukah is 8 days? The Ramah and Shulchan Aruch, when the Mechaber writes that, and the Ramah adds the word Maschilin, because Al Pipshar doesn't make sense. How is the 25th day of Kislev 8 days? It should say, on the 25th day, we begin the 8 days of Yom Tov. So Rav Pulsen is Maram is this, and this Megala Amukas, because on Chanukah was Zeichet to the Yemais HaMashiach, he says the nace was that Chofei Kislev lasted 8 days. The day was as long as 8 days. He's Meirachin it in the Sefer. Because that's one of the reasons that we say, many have the custom of saying, V'hi noyam Hashem Elokeinu 7 times after the Hadlaka, where we end off, Oirech Yomim Asbiehu V'Arehu Bishuasi. Oirech Yomim Asbiehu. We ask Hashem for the time of Arichus Yomim, meaning for the time when the days will be lengthened. So even though there are only 230 years left, Hashem has his ways that it'll surpass the 1900 years of Golus. That could be the reason why Rashi, when he tells us the Gavia, what's the Gavia? What's this goblet? So Rashi says, Kois Oruch. It's a long Kois. Why does Rashi have to tell us that it's a long Kois? It's a Kois. Does it matter what shape this goblet is? Whether it's long or short or wide or thin? What do we learn from the fact that it's a Kois Oruch? Al Pi Pshat, I'm sure there's a reason, but Al Pi Remez perhaps, the idea is, if the Gavia is Chanukah, Yud Gimel Ayin Beis, which Yosef puts the Gavia in the sack of Binyamin, Chanukah is the Yom Shekulei Oruch. On Chanukah we experience Yemais HaMashiach, where the days will be lengthened. So that Rashi tells you, it's a Kois Oruch. Oirech Yomim Asbiehu V'Arehu Bishuasi. The Gemara says that the Kois of David HaMelech will contain 221 Lugin. That's Kaisi Revoya. Revoya is Begematria 221, says the Gemara. This is the Gemara. Oruch, which the root of Oruch is Aleph Reish Ches, is 221. The Kais of 221 Lug, which is quite large. The Gashmias. But in the Yemais HaMashiach, the days will be long. Yom Shekulai Oruch. Oirech Yomim Asbiehu V'Arehu Bishavasi. And that we experience on the Yemais, in the Yemei HaChanukah, that we experience. Because on Chanukah we are zeichet to the Ha'or of the Yemais HaMashiach. When Mashiach comes, Mashiach has the ability to be melameid schus on every single year, even the worst year. The Truas Chayin writes, the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, even a Meshumet Lahachis, Mashiach will be melameid schus on every single year. Chanukah is a time that we experience the Ha'ora of the Yemais HaMashiach. There's limud schus on every single year. And that's the key to Geula. Why is Chanukah a Ha'ara of the Yemais HaMashiach? Why is Chanukah, what does Chanukah have to do with Yosef and the brothers? The fact that we always read this Chanukah time? The answer is simple. The brothers are going down now to redeem Yosef, meaning they're being melameid schus on Yosef now. They realized that they did not treat him right, and they misunderstood him, and they were melamed chov on him, and they felt that he was chayiv misa, and he's a rodev, and everything that we saw in last week's parasha. In this week's parasha, they're changing their attitude. Vayeridu acha Yosef asara, they're going down to melamed schus on Yosef atzadik, who he was always melamed schus on them. They were not melamed schus on him. Now everyone's being melamed schus on each other. And that's what Chanukah is. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of limud schus, where we look at the good of every single yid, not chas v'shalom, the outer, external ra that some Jews have, but deep down the pnimius of every yid is good. The yechidah shebenefesh of every yid is good. When the Jews, when all five levels of every yid are revealed, a yid shines. It's yadua the ma'aseh with the chidush yorim, as some say with someone else, that they wanted him to daven for a particular mosur that lived in their town, someone who slandered them to the government, who the din is such a person as Chayiv Misa. They came to the Chiddush Yerim and they begged him that he should be mispallel, this person should have a Misa Meshunah, because he was so bad to them. He got them in trouble and got Jews incarcerated. And the Chiddush Yerim looked at the person's name on the kvittel and he says, I can't do it. So they left. Things got worse a few weeks later and they came back to him again. And this time he looked at the kvittel and he said, don't worry, it's taken care of. When they came home, they found out he was dead. And they asked him, why when we came to you the first time, weren't you able to do this? He said, because it was Chanukah when you came to me. This Yid had lit Neiros Chanukah, even though he was a Masur, the lowest of the low. But he lit Neiros Chanukah. It was Malameit Schus, even on such a Yid in Shemayim. The Pinchas Karetz brings down the reason why in the Al HaNisim we mentioned the name of Matisyahu's father, Matisyahu ben Yoichanan, which we do not say on Purim. We don't say Bimei Mordechai ben Yoir. Says Rav Pinchas Karetz, it's a very difficult. It's difficult historically because many historians say that this is not the case. The Kleisenberger has Arichas on this in his Sefer and others. He says that Matisyahu's father was the famous Yochanan Kohen Gadol who shimesh b'kahuna gedoylu l'besoif nasa tzeduki. Others say it's not that Yochanan, but some, and if it is, it's up with the Gilgal, with the Seir HaGilgal. The Kleisenberger and Chaim Kanievsky in one of his Svarim in Derech Emunah also says that there are opinions that do verify that this is true. Whatever it is, the Vart is that the reason we mention his father's name is because the Nes of Chanukah brought about a tikkun even for him, even for a tzaduki, an apikairis, someone who denies Torah Shebaal Peh, and the whole Yom Tov of Chanukah is chizuk and tikkun for Torah Shebaal Peh. What was the chait of the tzadukim? He adds this, the chait of the tzadukim was that they did not want to be misaking the ketoiris bifnim, they were misaking the ketoiris bachutz. They said it's not respectful, you go inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's where you're going to mix the ingredients, and you're going to prepare the ketores inside. You serve a king inside. You bring the food ready-made to the king. You don't bake it and cook it in front of him. That's not right respect. Sounds like they're right. But Torah Shebaal Peh says not like that. Torah Shebaal Peh says it has to be done b'chutz. It has to be done b'fnim, not b'chutz. So on Chanukah, we light in there mi b'chutz to be mesake and the chet of the tzedukim who said that we should make the ketores b'chutz. So Chanukah is mesake in even such a chutz. Even those who are bachutz that don't believe in the Yud Gimel Ikrim, even those who are bachutz that deny Torah Shebaal Peh, Yochanan Kohen Gadol Shimesh B'Kahuna Gadol L'B'Soif Nasit Tzedukit is a tikkun for him also. As the Gemara says, Shuvu Bonim Shoivavim Chutz Me'acher, and Rabbi Meir, we find that the Gemara in Chagiga worked feverishly to bring about a tikkun for his Rebbe, for Elusha Ben Avuya, despite that he became an apikairis. Chanukah is a tikkun even for those Jews, even for those who are on the left side, which the left is the side of Apikursis, the side of Din, the B'nai Don. They were the ones who always fell into the trap of Apikursis and Avodah Zarah, Pesel Micha, the Nechasholim. It's for them. They are the ones who are Bachutz. The Ner Chanukah is Meir Bachutz, even for the B'nai Don. And Yosef, together with Binyamin, Yosef putting the Gaviyah B'amtachas Binyamin here is being Mesakein, the Nes of Chanukah. That's why it says right after this, Haboiker Or, there's now Or, the Or of Chanukah. This is in the psukim that talk about the Gaviyah, this mystical, this seemingly very, very difficult psukim, if we can just scratch the surface here to understand what's going on here. But what's really going on here is Yosef and Binyamin. Yosef is preparing Chanukah here. And that's the Ketz Som LaChoshech, that even in a time of Choshech, there's an end to the Choshech. Chanukah always occurs during a time of darkness, when it's the longest nights, the Leilei Teves HaAruchim. That's why the word Choshech, Ches Shin Chof, B'miluoy, is begematria hadlokas ner Chanukah. Hadlokas ner Chanukah is mevatel v'choshech. The choshech of Golus, the choshech of Yovan, the choshech of Chodesh Teves, the month that is now we're entering, which is one of the reasons why tonight Choftes Kislev is so unique. The fifth night of Chanukah, because it could never fall out on Shabbos. And it's yadua that Chanukah in this respect is greater than Shabbos. The neshamas that are not affected by Shabbos, Chanukah affects them. The psilois u'shmanim, sh'amru chacham, that you don't light on Shabbos, you light on Chanukah, says the Ma'ari Inayim, meaning neshamas that are compared to psilois and shmanim, that Shabbos doesn't affect, Chanukah affects, which makes tonight so unique, because tonight's the fifth night, Chomesh is Chodesh Mila Shabbos, Chomesh, the fifth night of Chanukah, cannot fall out on Shabbos. It can't. Because any other night on Chanukah, you could say, Shabbos helps out those neshamas too. But the fifth night of Chanukah is unique, because since it could never fall out on Shabbos, it relies only on Chanukah. And it's the night in which the moon is totally concealed, total choshech. That's why tzaddikim were very, very excited on the fifth night of Chanukah. And especially this year, when Zeis Chanukah is Shabbos, the Ne'ilah of Chanukah, which is also the Ne'ilah of all the Yemois, all the days of Tishrei, beginning with Rosh Chodesh Elul, till Zayis Chanukah is one Hemshech of Zman. We should be Zayich HaTaka to Gemar Chasim Matoiva, and not only the Ha'orah of the Yemois HaMashiach, but this should take us straight, Mismach Geula LeGeula, we should go right into the Geula of Mashiach. In Chodesh Teves, the Chodesh of Don, after all, it was Chushim Ben Don who killed Esav. Chushim is Isis Mashiach. Mashiach comes to the Bnei Don, just like it was from the Bnei Don who built the Beis HaMikdash, Chirom, and Aholiyav who built the Mishkan. we should be zeicher to, as we'll see in the next few weeks, Shimshain is the neshama of Mashiach. Yaakov thought he was Mashiach, even though he was from Shevet Dan. Yishuascha kivisi Hashem, that despite that we're entering a very difficult time, the month of Teves, Yehovchu yamim elu, and the schus of Chanukah, Asara b'Teves, and all the difficult days that are coming, will be nehepach, will be illuminated and elevated, and will be zeicha, hopefully this year and very, very soon, to the Emes of Geula, the Meheira.
Amen. Amen.